Hello and welcome to our program, to our book segment, our book review program brought to you by Our Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I'm Angie Laragoiti and I will be reading articles from different sources, from several sources here on Our Radio. All right, to start off the book segment, I would love to share some new novels. These are some romance novels that are coming out this year, 2024. And there's quite a number of variety. The first one is called Funny Story by Emily Henry. So to tell you a little bit about it, so Emily Henry is the romance industry. So it's no real surprise that Funny Story is such a dazzling, electric rom-com. Still, it says a lot of people gush about the book. You know, in a lot of ways, it feels like the spiritual successor to her first bestseller called Beach Read. It's in a similar setting. It's a fun, small town on Lake Michigan vibes. It's got that vibe, you know, and it's got a great cast, a cast of, you know, characters. And the whole, you know, every weekend they go on a date-like adventure together thing. So you'll get that kind of vibe. The story follows unlikely roommates Daphne Vincent and Miles Nowak, not Novak, but Nowak, who move in together after Daphne's fiancé cheats on her with Miles' fiancé. Now, the pair fake their relationship to get back at their exes. Oh, my gosh. And hilarity ensues. Oh my gosh, it's just hilarity. Okay. So from the banter to the sexual tension to the summer vibes, Funny Story is quintessential Emily Henry in the best way. And this book will be released April 23rd, 2024. All right. The next one, The Paradise Problem by Christina Lauren. The Paradise Problem is a hilarious and sexy rom-com that fans of Crazy Rich Asians and The Proposal will love. The book follows Anna Green, a struggling millennial artist who was just fired from her convenience store job after rebuffing her boss's sexual harassment, and Liam Weston, an heir to one of the largest grocery store chains, follows in the U.S. They entered a marriage of convenience in college, so Anna could access discounted couples housing on campus, and West could fulfill the 5-year, you know, marriage requirement in his grandfather's will to unlock his $100 million inheritance. The pair lose touch after West graduates, but they reunite several years later when they're forced to attend West's sister's extravagant week-long wedding on a private Indonesian island. As sparks fly and hijinks ensue, the pair realize their relationship might not be so fake after all. Christina Lauren's books are basically the gold standard for romance novels at this point, and The Paradise Problem might just be their best book yet. And this one comes out May 14th of this year, 2024. The next book, When I Think of You by Maya Ariel. When I Think of You is a dazzling second chance romance between film studio receptionist Kalia Wilson and famous director Danny Prescott. The two met in film school and had a steamy whirlwind romance until everything fell apart. 7 years later, Danny offers Kalia a job on his next film, and the pair have to figure out how to work together on an offset. But as is often the case in Hollywood, Hollywood scandal and behind the scenes politics threaten to ruin careers, relationships, and everything in between. Eventually, Kalia is forced to choose between her moral compass and her second chance at true love. Maya Ariel's storytelling is so engaging, that it's hard to believe that this is her debut novel. These characters are so easy to fall in love with, and the ending is incredibly well earned. And this one comes out April 16th, 2024. We Could Be Heroes by Philip Ellis. If you're still in the mood for books set in the entertainment industry, of course I always am, after When I Think of You, you'd be hard pressed to find a better romance novel when We Could Be Heroes. The book follows an actor and an on-screen superhero, Patrick Lake, and secondhand bookseller slash part-time drag queen Will Wright. After a classic rom-com meet-cute, the two become friends, and feelings naturally you know, start to develop, you know, between them. And the pair are forced to contend with who they really are deep down and what they mean to each other. And most of all, they must decide if being together is worth, I should say, the risk. The title will be released, or excuse me, the book will be released on June 4th of this year. In Wild Love by Elsie Silver. It's the first book in Elsie Silver's addictive new Wild Love series. It takes place in Rose Hill, city girl Rosie Belmont's small hometown in the place billionaire Ford Grant visited every summer as a child. As an adult, Ford returned to Rose Hill to establish his recording studio and reconnect with his childhood best friend. He chose the town because of the pace and quiet, but his peace, is promptly interrupted by two life-altering events. First, Ford discovers that he's the father of an angsty tween girl. And second, Rosie Belmont moves back to Rose Hill after she's unfairly dismissed from her corporate job in the big city. And Ford and Rosie always butted heads, but they slowly realized, they realized their animosity might exist to cover up a long-held romantic feelings for each other. But Ford just hired Rosie as his assistant, and Rosie is Ford's best friend's sister. If they get together now, they'd risk the fragile peace between them. But maybe true love is worth the risk. And this one will be out April 9th. Next up is Bespelled by Laura Talassa. Bespelled is the sequel to Bewitched, which told the story of young witch Celine Bowers and the ancient warlord and vengeful warlock Memnon, whom she accidentally awoke from a curse. Memnon was convinced that Celine was his former wife and bloodbound soulmate, but she refused to believe they shared a romantic history until Memnon restored Celine's lost memories and revealed that she was his wife from a past life. And even worse, Celine was the one to curse Memnon all those years ago. Now, Memnon demands a modern marriage with Celine, but there's only one problem. Well, there are many problems, but one of them is more pressing than the others. And Celine originally cursed Memnon for a very good reason all those years ago, and lifting the curse was definitely a mistake. But Memnon is far more powerful than Celine would, you know, ever imagine, and escaping him will be tricky. Between her insistent soulmate, okay, her soulmate, and the entire coven of evil witches out to get Celine, she is surrounded by danger and running out of time. And if you love romance and fantasy, right? Enduring love and extremely high stakes, you will be utterly bewitched by Laura Talassa's storytelling and world building. Punfully intended. And this book will be out May 28th. All right. Next up is Only and Forever by Chloe Lise. Fans of the ultra popular Bergman Brothers series will love the seventh and final book following the love story between fan favorite Viggo Bergman and a cynical author Tallulah Clark. The two first meet briefly in college when Viggo unsuccessfully flirted with Tallulah for a semester, and years later they meet again through their siblings. And this time Viggo isn't willing to let Tallulah get away quite so easily. So when Tallulah needs help defeating writer's block and Viggo needs an assistant at his romance bookstore, he offers to help with her book in exchange for her employment. And part of their, you know, agreement results in them becoming roommates. And somewhere along the way, Tallulah warms up to, you know, Viggo, and the romance-obsessed Bergman brother finally gets the happy ending both he and the readers have wanted for so long. And this one comes out April 2nd. Now, next up, I want to talk about some brilliant books that are going to be coming out from some amazing South Asian authors. It's a variety of excellent books, you know, to add. The first one is called Deadly Cure by Mahi Cheshire. as an author of Sri Lankan origin, growing up, says here that, South Asian authors or featuring South Asian protagonists, a lot of people, they would, scour through the shelves of local libraries as preteens, searching for stories that reflected, experiences that would be, delighted. And, this author here mentions that there were few and far between as they were looking, through the shelves as a preteen. And, often the characters were stereotyped or limited to a few genres. And what they really wanted was to discover books by and about people like Mahi. And in stories that span genres and reflected the diverse nature of the world today. So as an author, it's something that says here, I try to do in my writing, in my debut psychological thriller, Deadly Cure. So this is a debut, okay, of the two medical school besties, mortal frenemies, whose major falling out drives the novel. Protagonist Rhea is of Sri Lankan origin. And the other characters in the story reflect the diversity of the hospital workforce today. And in the wider world of books, representation is slowly improving. Below, you'll find some brilliant books, okay? Or I should say, as I read up about, some books here. And the first one is A Suitable Boy by Vikram Seth. It's about an epic family. It's an epic family story. It's about a family set in the politically charged post-partition era of 1950s India. Protagonist Lala's mother is determined to find her a suitable Hindu husband, but Layla discovers ideas. Lata, the name's Lata, develops ideas of her own when she meets an attractive Muslim boy moving through Lata's story and those of her extended family and friends. A Suitable Boy is evocative. It's compelling and full of fascinating, intricately drawn characters. And there's also a BBC TV adaptation that's going to be on Netflix, or it's actually on Netflix already. So check it out. Next up is Untold, Defining Moments of the Uprooted, edited by Gabrielle Dionath, Kamini Ramdean. And what this one's about, it's an anthology of 32 stories by women from the U.S., U.K., and Canada. It tackles, topics ranging from immigration and colorism to infertility, mental health, and much more, and considers how the added issue of living between different cultures impacts on their experiences. It's a candid, moving collection of personal stories, which many will find relatable. Next up is No Honor by Awais Khan. And what it is about, it's from an unflinching prologue, which shows with devastating effect what happens to girls who do not abide by the rules of the small Pakistani village setting. No Honor doesn't hold back in its exploration of gender-based violence. Protagonist Abida is having a secret relationship with a boy from the village when she is discovered and sentenced to the same fate as her predecessors. Public death, her devoted father, Jamil, must decide whether to put his own life on the line to save her. Inspired by real-life story of honor killing in Pakistan, this is an important and powerful read. Bone China by Roma Tierne. This family saga follows the De Silva family through a series of upheavals that take them across Sri Lanka and finally to England when Father Aloysius's drinking and gambling leads to the loss of their mansion in the lush tea plantations. The family moved to the dusty heat of Colombo. Here in the aftermath of independence, civil unrest is brewing and the De Silvas are protected again, this time to England, where they are homesick and all affected in different ways by the transition. This moving story explores displacement memory and belonging. It's evocative, lyrical, dryly funny, and compelling. Next on this great, wonderful list of books to check out is, and to also hear, is Never Saw Me Coming by Vera Kurian. This is set at a Washington university where, unknown to the other students, seven diagnosed psychopaths are enrolled in a clinical psychopathy study. run by the psychology department in exchange for full scholarships. What could go wrong? Well, told in multiple points of view. Never saw me coming centers on anti-heroine Chloe, who starts the story with an agenda of her own to murder a fellow student. Oh, my God. So complications ensue when someone seemingly starts hunting the psychopaths down. A darkly funny, entertaining debut thriller is what it says and what it's all about here. So that one is called Never Saw Me Coming by Vera Kurian. Sorry, not sorry, and that's spelled S-A-R-I. this is by Sonia Singh. This one is out April 5th, 2024. So Manny is the successful CEO of a company that helps people navigate relationship breakups, right? So then a magazine cover photoshopped to make her complexion appear lighter, leads to a breakup of her own, and has her questioning what it really means to be Indian. Manny knows little about her heritage. So when client Sammy contacts her company with an odd breakup request, an arrangement is made. She's accompanying him to his brother's wedding, and he'll give her a crash course in being Indian in return, with endearing characters and fun settings. And this rom-com features South Asians in leading roles. Okay, so all of these are just rom-com type, of course, novels. So very interesting. I love it. And so next up is The Waiter by Ajay Chowdhury. Okay, so Indian police inspector Camille goes into hiding as a waiter in London's Brick Lane after a high-profile case he was working in Kolkata went disastrously wrong, but he can't stay undercover for long. And as a murder takes place in his new neighborhood and connections emerge with the case back in India, moving between present-day London and flashbacks to the case in Kolkata, with vibrant settings and witty dialogue between Camille and his partner in crime, Anjali. This is a refreshingly different crime novel, and there's a sequel, The Cook, due later this year. All right, look forward to that one. Okay, so let's talk about Kalolo Hill by Nima Shah. An account of the expulsion of thousands of South Asians from Uganda in the 1970s, the narrative follows a family given 90 days to leave the country with no money and no more belongings than they can carry, and the stories they cannot leave behind, showcasing the experience of thousands of exiled South Asians seeking refuge in the UK and elsewhere. Kalolo Hill is a heart-wrenching debut that asks what home and belonging really mean. Okay, so next up is The Circus Train by Amita Parika. So Lena Papadopoulos, the daughter of a celebrated illusionist, lives with the magical circus of wonders, but longs for the real world of science and medicine. Wheelchair bound following childhood polio, she longs to, you know, break free of the restrictions of her mobility and her loving but overprotective father. When World War II escalates, Lena's father and her best friend are contracted to perform in a model town for Jews set up by the Nazis. And separated from her loved ones, Lena is forced to rely on herself to survive. And if you like The Night Circus, then this is for you. If you liked, you know, that book, The Night Circus, this is for you. It's a magical, sweeping, and evocative debut. Check it out. And this is called The Circus Train by Amita Parika. Next up is Rebel of Fire and Flight by Anissa Marufu. This fantasy, you know, adventure starts with Muslim protagonist Khadija, who is desperate to escape a marriage arranged by her father. She sees her chance when she spots a rogue hot air balloon struggling to get off the ground. In it, she meets Jacob, a glassmaker's apprentice, an unlikely ally. But Jacob is a is a Hari, one of the stateless people, a dangerous companion for Khadija in a society rife with, you know, racism and plagued by a dark magic-wielding terrorist group. And even more so when a deadly revolution threatens their friendship and their world. Perfect for fans of Knots and Crosses. All right, next on this list is Dejean, Patrol on the Purple Line by Deepa Anapara. And so what it's all about is a nine-year-old Jay, who decides to investigate the disappearance of a young local boy using amateur sleuthing skills picked up from his favorite TV police show. Aided by his friends, Jai ventures into increasingly dangerous areas of their fictional Indian city as more children disappear. The trio contend with corrupt police and rumors of soul-snatching mythological creatures in order to discover what happened to them. A heart-wrenching story about slum-dwelling children told by an endearing young narrator. All right, so next up is Motherhood on the Choices of Being a Woman by Dr. Pragya Agarwal. This is a blend of a memoir and meticulous research. Behavioral scientist Pragya Agarwal examines motherhood from many different perspectives, including her own experience as a woman of South Asian heritage living in Britain, raw and honest. Motherhood is a thought-provoking exploration of reproductive choices and society's obsession with women's bodies. And again, that one's called Motherhood on the Choices of Being a Woman by Dr. Pragya Agarwal. Exit West by Mohsen Hamid. This is Said and Nadia residents. So this is about Said and Nadia, who are residents of an unnamed war-torn city. Start a relationship as everything around them descends into chaos. And when they hear rumors of mysterious doors appearing around the city through which people emerge into entirely different countries, they secure their escape through one such door, entering a refugee camp in Mykonos and later a dystopian London. Infused with magical realism, Exit West examines the reality of displacement and its impact on relationships. Soon to be a Netflix movie produced by the Obamas. How about that? A Rising Man by Abir Mukherjee. In his first book of a historical crime series set in 1920s, colonial India, British Captain Sam Wyndham and Native Sergeant Banerjee investigate the murder of a senior officer in the British Raj with a vividly drawn Calcutta setting and constantly simmering racial political tensions. A Rising Man is dryly funny and compelling. And if you like this, there are four more in the series to discover. A Passage North by Anouk Arud Pragasam. Protagonist Krishan undertakes a long train journey from Sri Lanka's capital, in this story, Colombo, to the war-torn north for the funeral of his grandmother's caretaker, Rani. And as the train moves through the country, the novel stays largely with Krishan's thoughts about three women important in his life: his grandmother, Rani, and Anjum, an activist he fell in love with. Beautifully written and unflinching in confronting aspects of the Sri Lankan Civil War, A Passage North was shortlisted for the 2021 Booker Prize. So there you have that. It's called A Passage North. Okay, I'm going to change it up here a little. So that was that on all those wonderful South Asian, you know, authors and all their wonderful books that are coming out. Next up is The Hero by Susan Stoker. So in this thrilling romance from New York Times bestselling author Susan Stoker, an ex-military man is on a mission to rescue a wrongfully imprisoned archaeologist and to make her rightfully his. Any soldier who gets out of the service with his life should be happy to leave danger behind, right? Excuse me. So his army brothers are content running their new business in Maine. Kendrick, Bob Evans, isn't ready to give up the fight. He's been supplementing his hours with covert, you know, rescue missions organized by the FBI, but his latest charge may be more than he bargained for. Marlo Kennedy is on a routine archaeology dig in Thailand when she's arrested for drug trafficking. She has suspicions about the true culprit, but even when she's rescued from prison, there's nothing that she can do about it without proof. Her protective bodyguards, only objective is to keep her safe until they cross the border into friendly territory. And the best way to do that? Travel as man and wife. So after returning to Maine as Bob and Marlo navigate this treacherous terrain with the help of their friends, they face vengeful authorities, a vindictive frame job, and perhaps most important of all, turning their fake marriage into something real. Now, there's a lot of books that are coming out this spring, and there's a lot of anticipation about them. And so I'm going to run through a few here. Zibby Owens has a book called Blank. It's her first novel, and it rewards readers who come to it with insider knowledge of the publishing world. Our heroine, Pippa Jones, risks becoming a one and done best-selling author unless she can, you know, present her agent and editor with a new draft, like stat, right? So naturally, the pressure leads her to employ some unusual tactics. The plot's arcs and valleys are shaped by industry existentialism and protocols. Excuse me. Existentialism and protocols, which makes sense given the author's own growing role as a kingmaker within it. Okay. Next up by Rachel Lyon is Fruit of the Dead. So Rachel Lyon's new novel, so it's reimagining the relationship between the relationship between Demeter and Persephone in capitalism run amok New York. And the story centers on an 18-year-old camp counselor who's lured to a private island by one of her camper's dads, a Fortune 500 CEO. Okay, so, and the story goes on. And the story goes on, so that's a little snippet. All right, next up is Say Hello to My Friends, My Little Friend. And this one, it's a novel by Janine Capo Cruchet. So Stefani's iconic line, "This club has everything," is too often paraphrased. But this book really does have everything. A pit bull impersonator angling to reinvent himself as Scarface's Tony Montana, an orca named Lolita, and mommy issues. Cruchet's latest is cleverly crafted from start to finish and one hell of a wild ride. And it's called Say Hello to My Little Friend. In Parasol Against the Axe by Helen Oyeyemi. Oyeyemi is a modern master of fairy tales, right? And narratives. And her new novel is no different. What does make Parasol Against the Axe stand out is its subject. Oyeyemi's adopted home of Prague, which serves as a setting, character, and sometimes narrator, the city propels the novel through, you know, fits and starts, time skips, and stories within stories. And check your expectations at the door. Interesting. And there's so many other great stories. The Great Divide is another one by Christina Henriquez to enjoy as well.